Well, when it comes to weight loss, there are so many diet plans and programs out there, but one that's been getting a lot of attention is IF, or intermittent fasting.
Well, personal trainer Fairfax Hackley is here to talk about it today in our Best Body Report. Hack, good to have you back.
There we go.
So intermittent fasting, that is, it's not just, you know, it's a little different than fasting as we know it. Explain it.
Well, intermittent fasting is really the timing of your meals to allow for regular periods of fasting. So think in terms of a dietary pattern, making a decision to skip certain meals throughout the day, a specific window of the day, and not eating during the rest of the day, which is proven to be extremely, extremely beneficial. And matter of fact, it's the biggest buzz in the health and fitness industry currently.
All right. So you say it's beneficial. What are the benefits of skipping those that time for eating?
Well, it helps with the removal of our cravings for sugar and snacking. We become a society of grazers. Also, it helps boost our growth hormone, which is our fitness hormone. It lowers our triglyceride levels, improving the biomarkers for disease, reducing inflammation, normalizing our insulin and our leptin, which is very, very important. But it improves the beneficial bacteria. So by backing off, it really helps with not only the willpower, but also our reasons for eating. We don't always eat because we're hungry. We eat at prescribed times, and we go and grab these things even when we don't. So that's why we've become a society of obese people.
Who does this work best for?
People are really looking forward to trying to lose fat but maintain as much lean muscle mass as possible, develop, as I said before, that willpower and the discipline, but also are looking for the health benefits that intermittent fasting, the science has proven that we now know are there for us to examine. But many of us who go on a calorie restriction end up feeling terrible. We feel like crap. We want to go to sleep. We feel lightheaded, et cetera. But this raises the bar tremendously, and it really helps us to get in that mood to really enjoy our food.
All right, so let's say we want to start a little intermittent fasting. What tips do you have for a beginner?
Michelle, always consult with your healthcare provider first. Know your goals. Know exactly why you're trying to do this. And if you need to, really do your homework. Also, try to consult with as many different people who have done it as possible, and really go into this thing slowly, enjoying it, not looking for the end result, but looking at how do I feel and what is this actually doing for my body, and is this a good thing for me?
All right, it is time for trivia!
Okay, the secret to all hot dog eating champions, believe it or not, fasting.
Uh-huh.
Before
really?
The competition, yes. You know, Joey Chestnut won his eighth straight Nathan's Hot Dog Championship. And do you know that by consuming 61 hot dogs, he ate over
18,197
calories.
Wow.
That's like, what, a week and a half, period. 2 weeks worth of food right
it's
there, crazy, man?
20 Oof. Days would last
Oof.
You. In 1928 on this day, sliced bread was sold for the very first time. Can you believe that? And in 1954, Elvis made his radio debut in Memphis, Tennessee with the song, That's All Right.
Oh, nice.
And my last little bit of trivia that I'm loving to say this today. Michelle, I found out you are a pirate.
I am in my spare
The coolest
time.
Pirate that doesn't have the last name of Beard or a Sparrow.
Nope, but still has the swords in the cannon. That's
yes.
all good. Now people are going to go, what are they talking about?
She plays a pirate in festivals.
Historical reenactor.
There we go.
Yeah.
She still has both of her legs, Sean. That's aggressive.
Both legs, both eyes. No hook for a hand.
That's
I'm good.
All right. Fairfax Hackley in your Best Body Report.